as verbose as I can.
Yeah, yeah, and I may need to think of a good question to ask. Are you going to be in the speaker room? Should we just come and get you when we're done to let you know? You're speaking now?
No, I'm not speaking this year.
You don't.
Well, you can still go in the speaker room.
They're not checking card credential or anything.
I don't. Well, if we find Jen, we'll check back in. Do you want the sign on the door?
Yeah, sure, thanks. But I'll just come over and if you sit over there, I'll come and get you when we're done. Okay, well, is that good?
Thanks. Sure.
Yeah, all right, thanks. Let's just go. What's your name? This guy, what's his name?
Oh, Mario.
Mario, hi, I'm Dave.
David, Peter.
Hi.
Yeah. Mario. All right, thanks a lot.
Mario.
Thanks, that's good. All right, so actually we're recording all that.
Yeah.
Oops,
that's fine. It's the beauty of digital technology.
They haven't even got their guest to arrive yet. All right, so let's do this.
Do you want the microphone in the frame, or don't care?
Your phone?
No, the microphone. Do you want that in the frame? Or?
There's no really way around that other than if I bought a remote thing, which I haven't yet. I just bought this.
Yeah, because you can plug
I'll
a remote
just position
in, yeah.
It so that it's not blocking our faces.
Yeah, that was good. Or I can hide behind it.
So. Ready? My guest today is Peter Ritchie. Peter, how are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
I'm doing great. Tell me, how many years in a row have you won the MVP of the Year award?
Oh, I don't know. Three or four. I don't really keep track. So.
You're, a C-sharp MVP, right?
Yeah, C-sharp MVP since 2006.
Let's talk about some of the – I mean, you talk about a lot of stuff here. Yeah. And speaking at conferences like Code Mesh, which is where we are right now. Yeah, but you were telling me about something that I'm interested in because I don't know anything about it. And it's what? Distributed computing.
Right.
What is that?
It's basically a way of distributing processing across multiple computers, or depending on how you want to scale, you can do vertical or horizontal scaling. If you do vertical scaling, you're basically scaling across multiple processors on one machine. If you do horizontal scaling, then you're scaling distributed across multiple computers instead. So there's different ways of dealing with that. Obviously, if you're distributing across different computers, you have to start dealing with messaging across those computers over the wire, or whatever way you want to deal with it. Which, if it's all on the same computer, then you've got a different way of having to message between the two. I mean, you could use the same messaging for everything on the same computer, but it's usually not as performant as maybe, you know, inter-process communication or something like that.
Okay. And what's the motivation for doing that?
It's basically, if you look back kind of the last 20, 30, actually probably closer to 50 years, when you look into things like the Moore's Law, which basically says, I'm basically going to misquote it because everybody misquotes it this way, but basically saying processing power increases by twofold every 18 months.
Right.
He said something slightly different, but that's the gist of it.
And he only said it was going to go up maybe 10 years, and here we are like 40 years later.
Yeah, and it's just starting to slow down.
And it's just now starting to slow
down.
Each
year we're getting faster. Process was not nearly the same.
They used to just add more transistors to the processors themselves, and now we're at a point where they'll melt if we add any more transistors.
Yeah, we're basically reaching the limit of physics.
Right.
The next leap would have to be would be a quantum leap, and we'd get into quantum computing.
Okay.
And so hopefully that'll do something.
So rather than doing that, we're adding more processors, and that's how
we
do it.
Right. But we're taking what we've sort of been limited down to, and then duplicating those across multiple cores on
the problem. So the problem with that though is that it doesn't just work. Making the processor faster and smarter. It just works. Yeah. My code just runs faster if I put it on a machine.
Yeah, like most people.
My code might not necessarily be able to take advantage of multiple processors.
Like most people up until the last 10 years, most people were designing or writing code in a sequential way or in a linear fashion where you go in, you know, A, B, C, D, and you just run it. And that scaled perfectly fine, and that would be a form of vertical scalability where you just take your code and keep giving it faster processors, and your code just automatically runs faster every time you do that. When we start talking about distribution, we're normally talking about horizontal scalability, where you try to take that code and duplicate it across multiple processors and have it run basically concurrently, so you're doubling the amount of work you're doing because you're doing two things at once instead of one thing at once.
So that sounds like it sounds dangerous. It sounds like that if I did that, I could have issues.
Yes.
Like if I expect my code to run sequentially and suddenly it's not, it's running in parallel.
Like normally when you take a sequential block of code and you want to duplicate it and have it do the same thing in two places, you start dealing with things like synchronization, and that starts dealing with locking. Or if you wanted to share the work instead of each one doing both the same work, then you have to be able to divvy up that work.
Yeah, or if order is important.
Order is important, and that kind of gets into the synchronization of the data across, and that'd be like a data synchronization issue. But normally you'd want to break things up. Like, for example, you have a list of 100 addresses that you want to process. And yes, you could have a list that goes through those 100 addresses and one at a time does something, and you could copy that code somewhere else and do the same thing. But then you have to deal with, each one's going to process all 100 addresses, then you're duplicating your work, you're not really getting any benefit out of it. One might want to process the first 50, the other might want to process the last 50. But then you need to start thinking about how you're going to break down that data. Instead of having 100, you say, okay, well, I'm going to split it into two and divvy it across multiple processors or multiple threads, depending on how you want to do that. But you just have to start thinking about how you're going to break up that data. And those types of situations are basically called simple concurrency issues, where you just break up the data and each one's working independently on different things. So there's no sharing of data until maybe the end when you dump it into a database.
And that tends to be pretty safe. There's no issue of deadlocks.
And that's sort of the beginning of how people get into distributed or concurrent programming.
So simple sort of implies that there's a complex one.
Right.
That we have
well, then you start
sometimes.
Dealing with, like, in those cases, like, if you've got an address, only one thing is going to be operating, an address at a time. Whereas if you've got something else, maybe you want to go through all addresses in one process, changes the what you guys would call zip code, I call it postal code, but they change that and something else might change the city. In which case, you can't both be operating on the same address at the same time. So then you start dealing with synchronization of access to those things. So you might have to block somebody. And you get these things now in databases where you might lock a table to make an update to the table, or lock a column, or lock a row and say, okay, while I'm doing this operation on this row, nobody else can get at the row, either read or write. Sometimes you let reads occur, sometimes you just deny writes, things like that. And you have to start thinking in that form of thinking when you start taking something that might be a sequential bit of code and try to distribute it or make it concurrent in various different circumstances.
Okay. And postal code, you say, because you're actually Canadian.
Right. I'm Canadian, eh?
Hey. So there's some coding issues you need to think about. You need to address that.
Right.
You need to be kind of careful. Are there some tools out there to make this easier?
Not necessarily. I mean, it really kind of depends on how you want to approach your distribution mechanism. If you're starting from scratch, then you probably want to think about how you're going to synchronize data. If it's all in memory and it's all that way, then you're going to synchronize it in terms of multiple threads and that.
And
I'll try to be as verbose as I can.
Yeah, yeah, and I may need to think of a good question to ask. Are you going to be in the speaker room? Should we just come and get you when we're done to let you know?
Speaking.
You're speaking now?
No, I'm not speaking this year.
You don't.
Well, you can still go in the speaker room.
I'm not checking card credential or anything.
I don't. Well, if we find Jen, we'll check back in. Do you want the sign on the door?
Yeah, sure, thanks. But I'll just come over and if you sit over there, I'll come and get you when we're done. Okay, well, is that good?
Thanks.
Sure. Yeah, all right, thanks. Let's just go. What's your name? This guy? What's his name?
Mario.
Hi, I'm David.
David Peter.
I'm
sorry.
Mario. All right, thanks a lot.
Mario.
Thanks, that's good. All right, so actually we're recording all that.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's fine. It's the beauty of digital technology.
They hadn't even got their guest to arrive yet. All right. So let's do this.
Do you want the microphone in the frame, or Don't care.
Your phone?
No, the microphone. Do you want that in the frame? Or?
There's no really way around that other than if I bought a remote thing, which I haven't yet. I just bought this.
Yeah, because you can plug a remote in.
I'll just position it so that it's not blocking our faces.
Yeah, that, that was good. Or I can hide behind it.
So. Ready? My guest today is Peter Ritchie. Peter, how are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
I'm doing great. Tell me, how many years in a row have you won the MVP of the Year award?
Oh, I don't know. Three or four. I don't really keep track. So.
You're, a C-sharp MVP, right?
Yeah, C-sharp MVP since 2006.
Let's talk about some of the... I mean, you talk about a lot of stuff here. Yeah. And speaking at conferences like Code Mesh, which is where we are right now. Yeah, but you were telling me about something that I'm interested in because I don't know anything about it. And it's what? Distributed computing.
Right.
What is that?
It's basically a way of distributing processing across multiple computers, or depending on how you want to scale, you can do vertical or horizontal scaling. If you do vertical scaling, you're basically scaling across multiple processors on one machine. If you do horizontal scaling, then you're scaling distributed across multiple computers instead. So there's different ways of dealing with that. Obviously, if you're distributing across different computers, you have to start dealing with messaging across those computers over the wire, or whatever way you want to deal with it. Which, if it's all on the same computer, then you've got a different way of having to message between the two. I mean, you could use the same messaging for everything on the same computer, but it's usually not as performant as maybe, you know, inter-process communication or something like that.
Okay. And what's the motivation for doing that?
It's basically, if you look back kind of the last 20, 30, actually probably closer to 50 years, when you look into things like the Moore's Law, which basically says... I'm basically going to misquote it because everybody misquotes it this way, but basically saying processing power increases by twofold every 18 months.
Right.
He said something slightly different, but that's the gist of it.
And he only said it was going to go up maybe 10 years, and here we are like 40 years later.
Yeah, and it's just starting to slow down.
And it's just now starting to slow
down.
Each
year we're getting faster. Process was not nearly the same.
They used to just add more transistors to the processors themselves, and now we're at a point where... They'll melt if we add any more transistors.
Yeah, we're basically reaching the limit of physics.
Right.
The next leap would have to be a quantum leap, and we'd get into quantum computing.
Okay.
And so hopefully that'll do something.
So rather than doing that, we're adding more processors, and that's how
we
do it.
Right. But we're taking what we have, what we've sort of been limited down to, and then duplicating those across multiple cores on
the problem. So the problem with that, though, is that it doesn't just work. Making the processor faster and smarter. It just works. Yeah. My code just runs faster if I put it on a machine.
Yeah, like most people...
My code might not necessarily be able to take advantage of multiple processors.
Like most people up until the last 10 years, most people were designing or writing code in a sequential way or in a linear fashion where you go in, you know, A, B, C, D, and you just run it. And that scaled perfectly fine, and that would be a form of vertical scalability where you just take your code and keep giving it faster processors, and your code just automatically runs faster every time you do that. When we start talking about distribution, we're normally talking about horizontal scalability, where you try to take that code and duplicate it across multiple processors and have it run basically concurrently, so you're doubling the amount of work you're doing because you're doing two things at once instead of one thing at once.
So that sounds like it sounds dangerous. It sounds like that if I did that, I could have issues.
Yes.
Like if I expect my code to run sequentially and suddenly it's not. Running in parallel.
Like normally when you take a sequential block of code and you want to duplicate it and have it do the same thing in two places, you start dealing with things like synchronization, and that starts dealing with locking, or if you wanted to share the work instead of each one doing both the same work, then you have to be able to divvy up that work.
Yeah, or if order is important.
Order is important, and that kind of gets into the synchronization of the data across, and that'd be like a data synchronization issue. But normally you'd want to break things up, like for example, you have...